Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Jesus prayed and fasted for 40 days and nights to prepare for his ministry. The number 40 in sacred scripture signifies a period of waiting and preparation. And so we know that Moses and Elijah also spent 40 days and nights in solitude to prepare for the mission that God entrusted to them. My dear brothers and sisters, during this holy season of Lent, we also join Moses, Elijah, and Jesus in the practice of entering into an intense period of preparation. Lent is a period of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. These are meant to strengthen us in our mission to extend the kingdom of God in this world. The gospel account of Jesus entering into the desert and being tempted provides for us the means to endure the relentless assaults of our greatest adversary, the father of lies, Satan. The temptation of Jesus is an example that we should reflect on frequently during this Lenten season, for it reveals to us what each one of us will need to do to confront and overcome the temptations that we each face. And so let us take this opportunity to examine this important lesson as we go forward more deeply into this Lenten season. The three temptations the enemy assaulted Jesus with are no different than what each one of us is confronted with today in our own lives. The first temptation, Jesus is tempted to turn a rock into bread to satisfy his bodily hunger. How often, brothers and sisters, are we tempted to satisfy our bodily needs without considering the benefits of denying the desires of the flesh that we allow to control us? Instead, we buy into the enemy's lies, believing that we should satisfy the urges we have, because in some way we deserve it and we're entitled to it, and so we should be fulfilled in our bodily wants. Jesus confronts this temptation by relying on God's holy word, sacred scripture, to reject the assaults of the enemy. He responds, "One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." How often do we turn to God's words when we are faced with temptation, brothers and sisters? Do we make a conscious effort to learn and know God's word intimately so that it can be our compass through this life, giving us strength and wisdom to recognize the false promises contained in Satan's lies? This reference is meant to remind us that God knows our needs and that our physical needs are not always the greatest needs. The Word of God offers us more sustenance for life than bread does. Prayerfully reading the Holy Word of God will strengthen us. It will nourish our souls and protect us against the enemy and his assaults. It will ensure that everything we could ever need will be fulfilled as God has promised. The second temptation Jesus faced, Jesus is challenged to test his Father by throwing himself off the highest point of the temple. The enemy is attempting to challenge God's trustworthiness by tempting Jesus to jump. Trust is not easily given. As a matter of fact, we're taught it has to be earned. Do we trust God with our lives, brothers and sisters? Do we trust in the promises he has made to each one of us, believing that he has our best interests at heart? Do we accept what God is asking from each one of us and then commit to undertaking the mission that he's been given to us? The reality here, dear friends, is that we tend to rely more on our own senses to guide us through our lives, presuming that God will forgive us and excuse our blatant indiscretions and our choices to ignore or reject what He has asked us to do. And then we justify somehow in our minds that we will be allowed to enter into eternity in this state. And so there's the need for penance and reconciliation. We presume that our imperfect actions will somehow be made compatible with God's perfection because we manipulate God's fidelity for our benefit. Absolute need for reconciliation. Jesus once again strikes back at this temptation using God's holy word. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. How often do we test our Father, brothers and sisters? We need to strengthen our confidence in God's love even when we are weary and irritable. Do we ask ourselves the question, why are we so resistant to God's call to prayer, fasting, and almsgiving during this time of Lent, this time of preparation? If we believe with sincerity in our hearts that God will fulfill His promises to us as His children, should we not trust Him to guide us through the difficulties we face in this life, recognizing that we are working toward the fulfillment of our mission in seeking eternity with God? The third temptation Jesus faces. He is tempted to circumvent His mission by accepting the enemy's promise of power and authority over the world, only if Jesus will bow and worship the Father of lies. This temptation is perhaps the most grave and dangerous that we face in our own lives, brothers and sisters. The lie that we are being given what we somehow need to achieve perfect happiness in this life. If we just turn away from God and deny Him, if we just worship the Father of lies, our greatest enemy, these empty promises filled with nothing. If we truly desire to follow God's will for us in this life, then we must commit ourselves to follow Jesus and draw ever closer to Him with every opportunity. The life of a Christian is the way of the cross. There is no other way. We embrace the challenges that come with the cross, for these challenges are the joys of the Christian heart. Jesus summarizes this with His response to this third temptation. The Lord your God shall you worship, and Him alone shall you serve. We are nothing without God, brothers and sisters. We can see this in the first reading of the account of Adam and Eve's fall. Although God had given them everything they needed by His direction, by His loving and gentle guidance, they rebelled against Him and chose to follow their own path in taking the lies presented to them by the serpent. And as a result of that fall, all of humanity suffers the stain of sin. Jesus redeems us from that fall. So it's important for us to examine the fact that Jesus did not prevail against the enemy utilizing His divinity. He could have destroyed Satan with the snap of a finger easily, but instead He chose to confront these temptations for our benefit. He chose to combat the father of lies in a human way by relying on God's word and holding to it. Jesus did not cease to be the Son of God, yet He won this battle as a man. Jesus shows us today what we need to do to prevail in our battle against the enemy. He gives us these three measures that we can carry forward with us as we continue on our Lenten journey, as we face and confront the enemy in our own weaknesses. We need to rely on God and His graces during this time and all the time, brothers and sisters. We need to rely on His holy word. We must face temptation. It's necessary, for it reveals to us that we are truly nothing without God. For the next 40 days and nights, we are called, it is demanded of us, that we fast from those things that have control over us and weaken and sever our dependence on God, the things that feed the desires of the flesh. We are challenged to commit more time to prayer, as it is our means of strength in how we draw more deeply into our relationship with God, by coming to know Him more and relying on Him more through our prayer. Fasting is a means of spiritual preparation, discipline, and penance. These are so necessary for us to practice so that God can fill us with His grace and strengthen us, so that we can be prepared to fulfill our mission in this life, so that we may attain and live with God in eternal glory.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.